every Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Check us out. Eat, shop, and play. Be good now.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is
Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sounds like the Hunger Games, but we are here with the comedy group from Russo's New York Style Pizza, and James is here that put this whole show together.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm back. Thanks for having me back.
I know. So we're just going to make this like a weekly thing.
Are we
going to? We're going to, for sure.
So I like that.
We're excited to be. I have to give a shout out. Something's coming up January 8th, 2022 at 2010 North Avita at De Republica, something here. It's over in Tampa. It's over at the Cuban Club. And they're having a live in concert, the Ozone Ballers and Walk. And there's a cruise and there's a networking group on one of the big cruises. And so if you're interested on this, you can get in touch with me at, there you go, 813-474-7138 and get your tickets now. It's coming up January 8th. All right. So anyways, so Darcy won the comedy at Russo's. Woo. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to kind of like roast her, but not roast her. You know, we're going to talk about her and let her know what
you
she's doing.
You can roast me. It's fine. It'll be better than my vegetables.
Well, it's all positive. It's funny. So it says No More Iris. So by Darcy.
Yeah.
And you wrote this book?
Yeah. I have a psychological thriller. It's out on Amazon, all sorts of Barnes & Noble, Walmart, all sorts of places.
And when did you start out writing?
Way longer than it should take to write a novel. But
no, that's curious because I, you know, people have said, you know, to write a book, and I have no clue. Like, did you start on like Word or Notepad?
Yeah. So
or?
What happened? I ended up on bed rest with my daughter, and I really was bored to death. I'm not really good at sitting still, and so I've always wanted to write a book, and I used the time to kind of start writing.
I Googled how to write a book. That's literally what I did. And then it just said to start writing and sharing it. So I did. And
very cool. So you know, should bring some books over to Russo's and sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. We'll make sure we have a little table full of stuff, whoever sells anything. Good idea, right?
All my tchotskis.
Did you like coming to Russo's, Darcy? Did you like the room?
Yes, it was great. The room was awesome. The pizza was delicious. Oh my gosh. It was, the mushroom, portobello mushroom, was just covered in like flat brown mushroom. It was so good. It was delicious. But yeah, the show was awesome. The crowd was good. It was...
I love the lights last week. You guys and Chris did an amazing job.
Chris, the artist known as Christopher Wright. He's here. He wants to play a song.
He's going to. We're going to get him in here in a second. Yes.
He stepped it up for the second show, yeah.
Perfect. Well, you know, everybody, on Thursday night, 8 p.m., it's open mic night, Russo's Pizza, 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, 727-648-4304. And come out to open mic, right? They could win $50 cash.
$50 cash, a feature spot, and you're going to have them on their show like you have Darcy here to go.
Right here, yeah. So I have some questions to ask Darcy, and then you can help me jump in with everybody else.
Let's do it.
So when did you start doing comedy?
It's weird. Like, I mean, about 2 years ago. I feel like it's less because of the pandemic and, like, getting to get out my second year versus the first. So I feel like it's giving me more time than I really like to admit because I should be better.
No, it's good. Well, you won, and you're sitting here. So we have a hand clap, right? You're like, yay, like cheering. Woo! So what's funny to you? Like, what jokes do you write about?
I like dark humor. I tend to always go darker than dirty. I find, I guess through my own life experiences, I've had a lot of, like, dark trials. So I find humor in it because you kind of have to laugh in those moments to get you through it.
Right.
So I think my bar of what I think is funny is a little different sometimes than other people. But, yeah, I like the darker stuff.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to have you come back, maybe do something for us. You know, a little, what is your sense of humor? Like what you do on stage? Just let me even have a minute. And so do you have, you married? Tell us about your life.
Yeah, I'm married. I like to say happily. We're very much in love. I've been married for 11 years and that's its own like battle.
Okay, what would you like to say to your hubby on the air from the heart? For the new year, anything that comes to mind.
Oh my God, I love you, babe. This construction project will end one day. Right when we move into our senior citizen home, we'll have the kids will love what we picked. It'll be great. Can't wait. The never-ending construction project. But yeah, so we have two kids. I have an 8-year-old son, a 6-year-old daughter. They're fantastic, healthy.
Awesome. Awesome. And when you get to be my age, because I'm 61, mm-hmm. and I have grandchildren and nephews, I'm exhausted over the holidays. It's been nonstop.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got another one tomorrow to go to Busch Gardens all day. An 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. We were at the zoo yesterday.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Every day. There's like something you have to plan every day.
We'll have to get some ticket giveaways, too. I'll have to work on some more stuff for Russo's, you know, to give away to the winners.
The owner gives $50 to any comic that brings the most guests with them, too. I forgot to mention that.
That's right. So if you bring a lot of people, you could win $50.
So I just bring like my kids' toddler classes and like second grade class.
You know, that would work. They love pizza.
Yeah. It would be like sheet pizza party at Russo's past your bedtime.
That's big deal. Well, give everyone your social media.
It's Darcy Greco for Instagram and Facebook and kind of really all I have right now. But yeah.
There you go. And what would you like to ask any of the comics or anybody here? You have the floor. Who would you like to ask any questions to? Well, we have another set coming here at 2:30.
Oh, okay. what's your favorite way to get through when things do close down? Like, and you can't, if you're in quarantine or COVID, like, how do you get your jokes? Do you practice at home, like in the mirror? Do you... I don't. I'm just asking, like, maybe I can get
anybody
here.
I did all the Zoom mics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really brutal. Yeah, open mics and shows on Zoom.
Wow.
Even if you get paid or tipped around it, it's still brutal. You can't hear most of the time. They don't play the reactions. You're just talking to yourself into your phone.
So I would have Alexa do a laugh track then. Alexa, laugh. You know? So how do you get through it? Like, what do you do?
Oh,
introduce yourself.
Yeah, I am Ryan. I do comedy sometimes.
And that's why you're here.
Yes.
Because you were one of the...
Yes, thank you for having me on. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Basically, I just I would go to crossword puzzles on the newspaper, and I look them up on Google, and just try to come up with like some sort of pun joke, you know?
Right.
Because I love myself some pun jokes, you know. I feel like they're underrated.
So. That's cool. That's cool. We're gonna come back. You know, the funny thing is, with COVID last year, when we were home and stuck in the house, what did you all do? I mean, did you buy something new? Like, what happened in your home life this last year? A review.
Just talked to my dog. Really, made him my quarantine partner. You know.
And what's your dog's name?
Paco. He's Mexican. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's gotcha. A long story. And James, it's rescue though. Rescue. Though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's Swedish.
And James, what did you do over the year? Kind of review before 2022.
I just talked to his dog too. No, I just did once they open up, we're only shut down for like 2 weeks, and I went back to work after that.
That's awesome.
And went to Mike's when they reopened that, but while it was like, 6 weeks, we couldn't do any open mics, except then they could do it at Kava places, any place without alcohol.
Did you guys, anybody buy anything crazy on Amazon that you go, why did I even buy that? Like, did you ever go through this whole thing?
I just bought a lot of science kits to do at home. I was teaching like kindergarten and second grade, so it's
okay. That's cool.
A lot of like watch this explode and volcano gear.
That's really a good idea. I bought tap shoes. My mother used to be a tap dancer, and my husband is looking at me in the house going, "What is she doing? Tap dancing?" And then I used to be a twirler in high school, and I actually ordered two batons and I started to twirl. Like, don't break a lamp, but yeah, I was really good at one time. But the funniest thing I can tell everybody, when my husband brought some extra paint home, and he was home for like 3 weeks, and I'm like, "Oh my God," I said, "so he is bored out of his mind, you know, because you can't really do anything, go anywhere." So I got the Wii for the bowling, and then he goes, "Hey, I got this extra paint." I'm like, "Hey, guess what, we could paint the house now. It'd be a great idea." So we have a mint green. That really was, it wouldn't have gotten done if it wasn't for COVID. So there you go.
Sounds refreshing.
It was. It was like very beachy. Just keep it. That wall too.
Oh, the inside?
In the inside, yeah. Mint? He's a painter anyway, so that's what he does. Yeah. So anyways, he told me the other day I didn't put enough love in his cheeseburger. Did you ever hear that? I have my seasonings in. Where's the laugh track? I see what you're saying. No, I put seasoning in mine. And he's like, "You didn't put enough love in yours." In mine, yeah. So, did you ever have that happen to? No,
not to me.
They've never
put
ever said
all extra love in it.
I guess I have to put more extra love into it. So
too much love sometimes. I get accused of that.
Like overbearing love hamburger.
Right, right, exactly. So tell everybody what you're doing here. Tell what do you do? Do you have another job? Is this your comedy?
I looked in my closet the other day and I found a bunch of Pokemon cards, like 350, like first edition. So I'm selling them on eBay right now. But yeah, I'm hitting up open mics and stuff.
My grandson told me I said it wrong. I called it Pokemon.
Pokemon. I mean, that's the cooler way to say it. But right. I want to keep it professional in the air, so I had to refer to Pokemon. I'm just joshing around.
So,
you know?
So what makes your comedy fun?
I just want the audience to actually like just not have a clue on like what's going on. I don't want you to predict what I'm going to say next and stuff like that. I know that sounds pretty pretentious. Actually, it's pretty pretentious, but just on the riff here, you know. So
let's go. So what are your jokes more about?
Like I said earlier, like pun jokes. Like I have Peter Pan jokes, like if you
can
like
you give us one?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, if you want the audience to love your Peter Pan jokes.
Well, people are driving, they love to laugh because it's been very stressful.
It is very stressful. Drive is stressful, for sure.
See, I told you.
Yeah, it's like church got out or something. Anyway, if you like Peter Pan jokes and you're driving right now, good, because all these jokes are going to Neverland. And want the audience Neverland like the.
Oh yeah! Hi.
Yeah, I'm talking. It's okay.
Okay. So, anyways, so we're gonna introduce yourself over here. Yes, take the microphone and tell us who you are and what you do and what kind of comedy you do.
Hi, my name is Alex. What do? I like to buy 6 packs of Natty Ice and mix it with cough syrup. And I drink that, and I lay in bed, and I stare at the ceiling, and I think about the finance industry. But when I'm not doing that, I like to write some jokes.
Cool. So you write all your jokes?
I steal a lot of them from old, like, 1960s comedy specials. You ever heard of Flip Wilson?
Yeah.
I stole all his material. He's really funny. So am I. What do I do for a living?
Yes.
I don't do anything for a living. I haven't had a job in, like, 2 months. I used to work at GNC.
Right.
I worked in the supplement industry for, like, 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not.
No. So what made you become a comedian? Or stand-up?
Not liking those jobs, really. And wanting something a little more exciting that's, like, really fun.
Right.
You know, it's very challenging. It's very hard to do. And it's also autonomous work. So it's a very self-directed work, which I think most people, I think, kind of prefer that, to be able to have kind of control over their labor and what they do. And a lot of what the entertainment industry offers is that capacity in a creative way.
Right.
So for me, it was that.
Well, Dorsey, jump in because you're co-host today, so you have questions for any of the other stand-ups. Just help me out here. You're my co-host.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to help out. Any other questions you want to ask him?
Do you have any cough syrup?
I have a little bit. I'm a mom. I probably have a pharmacy in my bag right now.
So anyway, okay, so I have a quick question to tell you something. My nephew has a ranch. We had to drive across the state, and then we had to go 40 miles down, you know, like, by almost West Palm. So I get there, there's goats, there's donkeys, there's goats, there's ducks, and he's making duck soup, right? And so I said, where'd you get the duck? And he said, from my farm in the backyard. I said, oh, because he's got a lot of ducks in a big pond. It looks like the Funny Farm movie. I honest to God, it looks like identical to Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. And so I said, so how do you kill it? He goes, well, you know, when I chop the head off. I said, well, don't you... Don't you, like, pray over it or something, like, before you kill it? He goes, no, we pray at the table and we thank God for the duck. I don't know. I couldn't do that. Could you?
No, it depends on what duck. I mean, we have, like, in our neighborhood. Yeah, I mean, obviously. We have non-native ducks in our neighborhood, and people slow down, and my husband gets really mad. He's like, they are not natives. Like,
yeah.
He just wants us to, like, plow through that.
Well, I thought there's a black duck and a white duck, and the white duck, something is better.
Sounds really racist.
I don't know. No.
Duckophobia.
Which one did you like?
No, he was telling me that what he buys on the farm, which is better to eat, I guess.
Which one was it?
I don't know. I have to ask him because I didn't get into that.
So the color preference, taste.
Exactly.
To taste.
Well, I have a surprise. I have a friend that is going to probably call in maybe in 5 minutes, but he has a TV show called Nighttime Miami TV show, and he wants us to work with him. And I told James, I'm telling you now, that we're going to collaborate with some stuff. He wants maybe to tape this for TV and put it on Nighttime Miami TV.
Oh, cool.
So that's good.
No, you didn't tell me that.
No, because it's a surprise, but I'm not kind of giving you the surprise ahead
surprise.
Of time.
Surprise!
You got me.
Let's bring somebody else over. Lynn, is that right? Come
Linda.
On over. Linda.
I wanted to ask her some stuff.
Yes. I'm excited because she just started out in comedy. Yeah. It sounds like encounters of a third time. And headsets are right there. And
she had never done
Bob Marley music in the background.
Like, let me find some. Yeah.
So and there's a microphone.
Come sit on my lap.
And welcome. And tell us. So you just started comedy.
I just in the '90s, I actually was doing some cable access stuff with a friend that was producing a show. It was a comedy show, and did a little bit of writing and acting in that. But that was so long. I was in my 20s.
Okay.
So I've always had an interest in it, but it's not anything that I thought about doing because I'm actually a very shy person. So, you know, for me, it was a challenge.
Right.
And I worked with James for a while, and he's hilarious, and we had so much fun at work. He was actually my favorite person at work.
Uh-huh. So you guys worked together?
I think I told you that. For years. Yeah, we worked together, and
so
I knew he was doing that.
So he kind of
pushed you? He pushed me a little bit, yeah, because I was managing, which was horrible. And then I went into real estate. I do a little bit of art. I paint, paint and stuff. So I was thinking I wanted to do that. I needed a change. And I ended up getting back into real estate again. I just took it as a challenge, you know. So if anybody's thinking about doing that, getting up there that has an interest in doing it, I would encourage them, especially in that particular location. It wasn't so threatening to me because I, you know, was a dining room manager for 8 years.
Okay.
So it was kind of, I felt like I was kind of in my element.
Yeah.
Especially before you brought the lights in, because the house lights were up. I just felt like I was in the dining room talking to people. The second week that I went, you had the lights going, and that like kind of threw me off. Also, I had just written my material and I hadn't memorized it, so I forgot it. But it was fun.
No,
it's a lot
great.
Of fun,
you
and it's challenging. I like writing.
That shift from real estate to comedy is very convenient because you don't have to take any more headshots.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You throw those suckers right in there. I hope you
I never
the
got
same
any
one.
Glamour shots though.
Well,
Well, I have agents, you know, that agents that want comics as well. Remember, we had the agent here? So James has all that information, but we also have Atlas Records. They all now want me to tell James to send them a video. So I'll get you their video again. And they're looking for hosts, comedy hosts, all over the United States with their record company and their tour. So they're looking for comics, and they'll pay
Sophie
$50.
And I will travel together.
Yeah, it's $50 an hour.
Perfect.
Ooh, hey, great. That's not bad, right?
We'll That's not bad.
So give your social media where people can find you if you want them to.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not for comedy. It's for real estate. I'm Agent Fellows.
Okay.
On Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, again, I'm old, so I'm not really socially... I'm just not
Wait,
into the
old?
Whole social...
What is
I'm
old?
Just... Well, I'm 53.
Well, you look like a
old.
Snack.
So
she's a snack.
I'm older.
Hey, you're a snack too.
But it's, you know, here's the thing. My grandson said to me, "Well, you're really old." And I said, "What?" He goes, I said, 1 to 50 is old, but 50 to 100 is the same distance.
You know, like a hearty soup. Like a potato.
Somebody was talking about that. Oh, you're middle aged. I'm not going to live to be 106. I just
I feel
don't
like I'm
see
middle,
that.
I know,
happening.
I'm sure.
I know. Definitely so passed my
I have
peak,
nothing to lose
sure.
at this point. You know?
I just might 60, as well. I'm stoked.
Yeah. And so, what makes your comedy fun? What makes it special for you? And getting up there?
I just the challenge, I think. And
right.
Yeah, I am a little bit dark too, just because, well, my dad's a pathologist, so he was a medical examiner. I heard all the when I was a kid, I actually played with skulls, you know, so that's yeah, I just
you're doing awesome.
And
should I tell a story?
Oh
about
yeah,
dad?
You do know yeah. my yes, yeah.
He was sitting at the bar with me, and I was like, my shoulder's killing me. And yeah, I was like, "You're a doctor, right?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Maybe you can take a look at it for me sometime." He's like, "Well, I'm a pathologist." I was like, "Oh, well, then what?" He's like, "Maybe I'll take a look at it after you're dead." The whole bar started laughing at me.
Well, maybe if it kills you, it could be good. Your shoulder.
At least
it's probably
a
your
veterinarian.
Cuff, you little.
Sorry. Well,
keep it clean.
So introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Sophia Sanchez. That sounds very Hispanic, but I'm not that Hispanic. But yeah, Hispanic sounding name.
And so how long have you been doing comedy?
It has been an amount of time that I am embarrassed to say, considering my lack of achievements. I'm just kidding. It's been almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in April.
She's amazing.
And so,
anybody people like me. So
I'm humbled that she's here. Right
if anybody has any of their stand-up, they can go back by Bobby and give him the link from YouTube, and we can play some clips. If you're more than welcome to do that, so let me know or go back to talk to Bobby.
No federal agents are gonna call me.
No, I actually got banned from TikTok when I was doing a live.
Oh, right.
I did. They said it was hateful speech.
Oh yeah,
hateful speech.
I've had some things deleted by old Zucks before. I wish I could describe it to you, but I'm pretty sure this whole thing would get banned. It was about dry shampoo, though. I took like a picture of like 5 cans of dry shampoo, and I said it was like whippets for white.
Oh,
ladies.
No.
And it's kind of a perfect joke, because think about it, aerosol can, hair care product, addicting, you know? I don't know. Whippets are not just a dog.
You They're gotta like keep it clean.
Yeah, I mean, dry shampoo, baby.
You're trying
What's
to
up?
Keep it clean.
It's like the idea of cleanliness, you know what I mean?
Well, that's not, you know, you're
TikTok radio.
You're talking about cleanliness. So this morning, my husband, he better not be listening. So he gets in the shower, right? And he goes, "Dawn!" I go, "What? Like, now what?" He goes, "Why do you have this men's, like, body lotion in here?" I'm like, It was from the dollar store, and I thought it said a eucalyptus and something else. I didn't see where it said men.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were out of, you know, my other stuff, that, you know. And I'm like, is there another man in the house? I said, the dog and my grandson. Yeah, he thought
somebody
I was sneaking someone
out. Huh?
You could just blame it on like all the shipping containers. Your soap is in the shipping
containers.
Imagine
if that was the thing, though.
Yeah.
That blew the whistle on the cheating. Oh, look at this eucalyptus. $1 body.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
I've always wondered with body soaps, like, who are they studying? So, like, women are supposedly like florals in theory, right? Like, so if you like roses, but like, then men are like more, you know, cedar or something. So, like, if we're attracting the opposite gender, are we just attracting our more females? If women, like, you're setting up like an LGBT.
Like, it's because I didn't have my glasses on. That's the thing. I was pulling it, you know, from the. And it's not really a dollar anymore. It's $1.25.
Oh my God. What? Malarkey.
Yeah.
Love
they said Tampa, we were the highest. It like going up in the country.
I mean, I worked all through COVID, did not get a week off, but now I get paid less. So
nice.
I'm quitting.
Yeah. Well, but we're gonna put some music behind it. Yeah, we'll just get a little bit. Do you like Bob Marley?
Ooh, yeah. Oh yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll have some music here. So introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Jokums. I'm also a comedian. That's how this panel was selected. I feel like we really dropped the journalism ball when we didn't ask Ryan more about his Pokemon cards.
Yeah, we want to know more about the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, Sophia Sanchez and I are co-headlining a show at the beginning of June at the Spitfire Comedy House.
Oh, yes, this is true.
Yeah.
Thank God for you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I love this guy.
Wow. Pitch all the things.
Look at that. We can see clearly now. Look at that. The window guy. He's like doing all the. That's really good.
There's a little lady yelling and out there and pointing, and then he comes running and started cleaning the window.
That was
our
station owner.
And that lady is
intense. That was quite the scene behind you guys. You didn't see.
She has a severe disposition, and I
told
like
you
it.
To clean these windows.
So, Chris, are you ready to play? We want to hear some of your music.
The artist,
amazing.
I like this guy. Known as Christopher Wright.
He's so good.
Great.
Christopher Wright.
Beautiful locks on this gentleman.
There we go. And he's going to come up and sing for us while you guys are driving. If you guys have any stand-up routine that you want to do on here, we got the next half hour.
Or wait, I'll say.
Yeah, there are two types of black people. Stay with me.
Give your social media.
Oh, MJ Comic on Instagram and Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook at Michael Jokums. Jokums, J-O-C-H, is not a stage name, it's just unfortunate.
We have a Hispanic friend who calls him Yokums.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Silent J.
Yokums.
Oh, we got another one that just came in.
CJ Dippers.
Oh, CJ Dippers
is a specimen.
I would like. I would point out that CJ and I were on time in other time zones.
Nice.
Well, we're going to get him on too because he's a funny guy in a minute. Let's get Chris to do some music for us live on the air. I was going to give you guys 5 minutes, so we're just going to switch your receipts and you'll just come back and keep coming back. So, surprise. All right. And Chris, what are you going to sing for us or perform?
Yeah, it's actually an original of mine. It's an instrumental, but actually, let me hop in here real quick.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be performing one of my originals from a different group I used to play in called Project Starlight. And I usually write instrumental music more than I write lyrics, but
good at the opening with James. You know, he's like you're like the Tonight Show. You got the music going and everything. You're so amazing.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. So yeah, this is something that I wrote. It's based around a progression of suspended chords that I really like. So it's kind of atmospheric. So hope y'all are appreciating it out there on the out there in Radio Land.
Yes, they're all driving.
Right. 4. Thank you.
Right?
We should all take this out on the sailboat.
Right?
You know, we have a 37-foot Endeavor out there, and, you know, for people that are driving, it's behind you. It's, like, right there. It's a 37-foot Endeavor, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. And the cool thing is what you need to do is you can split it between six people. So everybody pays $50. Bring your own drinks and food. And the one guy last week, Bobby, he was so excited. They came from another state, and they went on the sailboat, and he said, I could just smoke my cigars. And because the other boats, you can't do that, you know. So
it's just blowing off in the wind. So
yeah,
it's not
he
like
was
it's
up on the deck. Right. Yeah, so Captain Tom and Captain Bird did an amazing job, and then we had another one on Christmas Day. But that we could do that. We should all take all comics and just go out and have a day out to sea.
That sounds
Wouldn't
like
that fun. Be
fun. That sounds fantastic.
And the dolphins and the would you go, Linda?
Have like a nice party.
Yeah, it would be lots of fun. So anyways, okay, sunkisscharters.com and check out our charter business.
Do you see
as
a lot
well.
Of fish?
Hmm?
Fish?
We do. I mean, we have a troll thing. Last time we trolled, well, it was on the Nautica. We had some guy yelling at us going, you have a shark chasing you. It's like, what? We left the troller thing in the water, and we were like zooming on the Nautica.
I like the idea of something without feet chasing.
Yeah.
It's still a pursuit. It's interesting.
You remind me of a friend I went to comedy school with, and I have to ask everybody this, Lisa Corrado. Corrado?
Corrado.
She was very quiet in comedy school at the Improv, and now she's doing all these major specials on TV and everything. Nice. She's like,
she's super hot.
Yeah.
She is pretty.
And
I like
it's
her
amazing.
Smile. Her teeth are
you
amazing.
You remind me of a lot of her.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. A lot.
You have good teeth, too.
Well, they're kind of see-through. It's an issue. I don't know.
I had have my child once. They were like,
whoa, yeah. I want to do that.
They were, I didn't like them.
So this is like all improv hour. So you have to help me interview here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Has anyone else ever done anything weird with your teeth? You file them or anything?
I had a friend one time back in the days. He left out his teeth and his dog ate it. And then he had to put it back in his teeth. It was over the holidays and it was all crooked. And he still tried to put it in his mouth. It didn't fit.
Yikes.
The dog had a nice chew toy. Yeah.
So he didn't digest it. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That'd be very expensive. So introduce yourself. You're here. Tan Talk Radio. Woohoo.
Hi, world. I'm CJ Dipper. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. It's my first time in a
first time on the radio?
Yeah.
Yay.
First time on the radio.
Cool. Anybody that goes back to Russo's comes back again next week.
Nice.
Anybody that has a clip that wants to give to Bobby, we're still playing a comedy clip of yours. Go get it from YouTube.
Well, I wanted to just tell a joke.
Oh, yeah. I want you to
let
tell a joke.
Everybody go around tell and tell some jokes.
That's a good idea.
Like yeah.
I just want to introduce you. And what makes your comedy fun?
I think it's my energy overall. I don't think I'm that funny, but
you are so funny.
You are funny.
He's
that's
so
why
authentic.
You're here.
That's what makes him funny.
So, right. Anybody go to comedy school at all? Anyone go to comedy school?
No,
no. Yeah, I barely made it through regular school, so I didn't
want to. Linda, where are you going? Linda. You
want to
tell some jokes? Your jokes are hilarious.
Housing emergency.
I love you.
Do you want me to tell some jokes?
Yes, I do. She's trying to sneak out the door. She's really good. And
she might be.
All right, just give us something.
A story about an embarrassing moment.
We need the microphone.
Okay, sure.
Yes, we need the drivers to listen. Listen to Linda.
In a meeting yesterday, I hadn't eaten all day. I just got some Chinese food. It was 4:30 in the afternoon, and I open up that. So I'm sitting down. I'm going to sit in the background, got my camera off, and I have this egg roll, and I'm devouring this egg roll. I mean, like, really enjoying it. And then I look, and I notice my camera's on.
Oh, no.
In front of everyone. So, yeah.
That's funny.
That was a little bit embarrassing. But
do you have kids, children?
I do, but they're grown.
They're grown? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can tell everybody, my grandchildren and my nephew went to the mall with me. Okay, and do you know how, you know, you give and you give and you take them to Subway and it's $37, you take them to McDonald's, it's $20, and that was, I'm done. Enough is enough, right? So I get to the mall, and they buy their stuff in the stores just real quick, and I want a pretzel, just like you wanted the Chinese. I really wanted that Auntie M pretzel. Is that what it's called? Auntie
M?
Annie M?
Annie.
Something
that's
like that.
Midwestern.
Annie's or something.
Annie's, yes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted the little nuggets with the cheese in it, and they come up running behind me, and they're like, "Can you buy me one?" I'm like, "No, you guys have more money than me right now from Christmas, and you can buy your own." And so of course they were pouting because I wouldn't buy them anymore. And so I sat there, and I sat down on the chair, and I watched them walk ahead of me, and I'm just watching them, and I'm enjoying every single bite. I'm taking all the cheese. There's no cheese left. So I give them about four. I come up to the kids and I go, you can have the rest. They go, where's the cheese? I went, I ate all of it. Mine, all mine. Anyway, that's graduate children. But thank you for telling and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And yeah, I hope to do it again.
Well, sometime. You will, because you'll be at Russo's, and you were there last week, so you're going to be here next week.
Well, I'm not going to be there this week, but I want to come the week following. So
right,
yeah.
But you were there last week.
And hopefully I'll have my... Yes,
so I that was. Means anybody last week will be in for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. And everybody's so funny there, you know?
It is fun. And Norman, he's the one that...
entertainment.
Yeah, he hired me for entertainment marketing. He said, I want to do something fun. Norman just got to go on stage. He's really funny. Yeah, he reminds me of this actor. I sent him, I don't know, I'll just show you. He looks like...
He had two good jokes, he told me.
He does, yes, he does. So, Linda, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week if you can make it.
Yes.
Or tomorrow night, or Thursday. Linda, let's give her a hand clap. Bobby, because she's amazing. She's a new comic. So we're going to do a little set and go around. And then, Chris, we'll play at the end of the show before we go real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then let's get you back on. Right, and then you're going to, let's go around and let's tell funny jokes while people are driving.
Let's go.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go last.
I can do an abridged version of something. So, like, I'm skeptical of people with teardrop tattoos on their faces. Because, like, it's just the cutest public display of manslaughter imaginable. Like, you're just telling so much about yourself without actually telling so much. But I feel like if you actually killed somebody, you probably wouldn't want that. I feel like it's the street cred equivalent of having, like, those stick figure families on your minivan.
I never could figure that out.
Just like, look how many I got, guys. I got so many. I killed those people. Just really sad about it. That's my bit.
Darcy?
So I feel like I hate when people like judge you based on your looks. Sometimes people think I'm not very smart because I'm blonde. That's not true. I'm just not smart. Like, the blonde's not even real, you know, like, I'm a dirty blonde. And that's redundant, because all blondes are dirty.
There it is.
And there it is.
Wait, with all that science stuff you just told me that you bought from Amazon?
She's quite smart.
They're very smart.
No, it's just a facade.
Your own whole book.
Yeah, and I'm dyslexic.
If you weren't smart, you wouldn't say facade, you'd say fake-ate.
Well, dyslexians are God's chosen people, because Jesus said, the first will be last and the last will be first. And that's how I read everything, completely friggin' backwards.
All right, James, take it away.
Oh, go last.
Oh, we'll go. Okay. Yes, and you're still here.
I want to go last.
You want to go last? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex. I have a joke that I wrote the other day. I'm not sure what to do with it, but it's I like my women like I like my wine, old and extremely bitter.
Ooh.
Don't know what to do with that. If anybody has any suggestions, let me know.
They both need a decanter.
Oh my goodness gracious! All right, that was okay.
I had a bitter one. Hang on, I gotta remember this. Hang on, because it was sometimes I feel like I'm like a glass of wine. Like I've aged like a glass of wine, like a bottle of wine, but I've been left out with my cork off. Because I'm a little bitter and dry.
Oh, goodness.
Definitely dry. My husband always tells me that.
Oh gosh. So I have a question. Who's on TikTok? It watches TikTok? What are these people doing like this in the middle of the night?
ASMR.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, ASMR.
And then they're going like this, and then they're like, hello.
Yeah, those people are quick to point out that it is not a sexual thing, and in their defense, it's a great way to pass the time after you've finished masturbating. So,
no, I'm saying, do you see those people? They're like,
yeah,
and they're making a ton of money. People are sending them gifts for making.
Well, one thing that they've got going for them that it's similar to the way that radio is marketable. It's completely. It's completely inoffensive, you know?
Right.
So if you say something that has the F word in it, you can't market that to children. It's the same reason that Disney and Pixar make more money than any R-rated movie ever will. They're algorithm positive, because all they're doing is making nice noises, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't really have a denouement of that statement. That's it.
Well, this is the one that, you know what I'm talking about? They make this noise on the microphone.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
About the negativity out of your life or something.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
They're
one.
Manifesting.
There's some critical. Where they were like a soothing, sultry voice just like insults you the whole time.
Exactly.
It's awesome. It's like a negative life coach. Love that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, listen, if you're listening to this and you're driving right now, I want you to close your eyes, all right? I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. I want you to listen close, all right? I'm going to hit you with a brick. Okay?
Call your dad back, you little prick.
Hey, what are we allowed to say? Are
ear
we allowed
to the right.
Yeah. Well, we have FCC rules. Explain that to us, Bobby.
You just about hit the cap. So anything farther than that, and I'm going to turn to my left here and slam the button on the wall.
All right, are we on a delay? Yeah. Do you have a sensory
delay
shit button? Because I'd rather not use it, but... Okay, but if you've got one... I think that makes it... It's way funnier than somebody swearing if somebody says, hey, what the bleep? That I think makes... I think they should introduce that to kids' shows.
Oh, yeah.
Any excuse to say exactly. The word dingus, I feel like, is cool. Dingus is good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's not like a...
Dingus.
So how many of you fall asleep scrolling and watching TikTok or scrolling, and then you're, like, so tired, your phone falls on the floor, and you go, oh, did I break anything? But the funny thing is when you have these, like, headsets on, like these little headsets, you know, where you don't wake up your partner or your husband... Do you ever have that?
No,
and then
Amanda.
See,
my many, many loved
all
ones.
Right.
I tell you, there's nothing issue. Quite as nice as going to bed and being held by someone who loves you and that you know will be with you until you die.
Wow.
Must be nice.
That sounds awesome.
No, I'm saying, but then you don't want to wake them up, and then you see a really funny video on TikTok, and you just belly laugh, and you belly laugh. Do you ever do that, or is it just me?
I've never laughed
seen
that
hard. Hard. I've laughed at jokes that hard, but not really from a TikTok.
Oh, Darcy.
It's very sweet. That's true.
Thank you for signing my copy of Iris, by the way.
Yeah, so anybody that has anything to sell, bring to Open Mic Night, and then we'll have a little table for you, and you can sell that. All right, so James, what is your comedy?
Chris do his bit, and then I'll go last.
You want to relax. All right, so James, what is your comedy?
Chris do his bit, and then I'll go last.
You want to relax. Okay.
I want to go last.
Oh, last. Well, if you wanted to relax.
Everybody relax. Calm down.
Relax.
There's something called the Himalaya Salt Cave. Have you been there? Oh, my God. It's like a big salt cave of Himalaya salt over there in Palm Harbor. Maybe I can get one of those to give away for one of the winners.
I want to go there.
How do you know it's salt? Do people, like, go up to the wall and just start licking it like a sucker fish?
You know, it's like the salt lamps. You know, the Himalaya salt lamps?
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Like from Pakistan. And you just breathe.
So they're safe, too.
Yeah.
Do they come with any weapons?
It's over in Palm Harbor.
Have you trained?
Merchant
lamp.
I guarantee you'll fall asleep within 5 minutes. Seriously. You just breathe and hear the music. And
I'm an insomnia.
Same.
Really? Insomniac.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to talk to Margaret.
I got insomnia.
We did play that commercial, right?
Ago, is it Ocean Air?
I haven't slept since.
You want
to
hear
it? You have to have some mental health.
That too. But, I mean, Margaret, we played the Himalaya Salt Cave commercial, right?
Not yet.
Okay, we play that?
Okay. Let me find it first.
All right. It's amazing because they also have detox feet in the back, which I guess, and then they have really good massage chairs, and they have like a nice gift shop. Do you know those feet that you could buy? Like they're Himalaya salt feet you put in the oven?
I don't know what you're like, talking
what
about.
What feet are
right
you putting in the oven? She's a lot darker than all of us.
I'm like, are you
done?
It's a salt foot.
Is this something to do with one? Like if you're a white dad after like a certain period, you'd like buy one of those cheese graters for your feet to get all like the dead.
White elephant
dads do that.
All right, I'll bring them.
I'm gonna tell you my new joke now.
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Sophie, are you ready for this joke?
Yes,
I wrote it for you.
I love
for you guys. When I was a kid, I was in a foster home, and it was like in middle school days. And there was this girl at our school, and her name was Tammy Peach. And obviously, her name's Tammy, so she was a big girl. And one time I had intimate relations with her. And then all the fellas found out about it. And what do you think they started calling me, Don? James the Giant and the Giant Peach.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got a foster care of it.
I went to. I wasn't done. There's more.
Okay,
this is just the beginning. So then I went to another foster care home in a different school, and I officially changed my name to Jack, so they wouldn't call me that there, you know. And so there was this one girl. I was kind of had a crush on her. Her name was Belinda Bean. And so I was kind of stalking her. So you know what the kids started to, you know what they started calling me? Jack the Beanstalker.
Aww.
But then I wound up having intimate relations with her too, Bobby. And then so then they started calling me Jack the Giant Slayer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like the movie.
That Bobby's laughing. We had a Bobby laugh track here.
All I'm going to get you some Birkenstocks so we can call you the Birkenstocker.
You tell a joke, Chris.
What?
And then we'll end with Chris in a few seconds here on his music before we end. And I hope you've enjoyed Russo's Comedy Night special with James. And what's your show called again? James's Comedy Night?
Oh, and no, the Giant Peach. Russo's Open Mic.
I know, but your show, but yeah, Russo's.
That's all we call
okay,
it.
Okay, so we call it Russo's Comedy Night. 8 o'clock on Thursday nights.
You can I like James and the Giant Peach.
That's curious, though.
Peaches. I just love you.
Do you all know that tonight at Countryside Mall, or all day, is at the Cobb Theater, is $5 for movies? Tuesday, $5 movies.
Oh, I thought that was just for seniors. That's so good.
You're so funny.
No, I really, isn't Tuesday senior day, like, movie theaters? My
it's
mom $5. Always went on Tuesday.
It's anybody.
My dad been lying to me. I think she just doesn't want me to go with her.
I'm in the 55 and over community, too.
My dad's 75, and he's like, when I went to the movie theaters, it was 25 cents, sucker. I'm like, all right.
Well, but can I to go up a hill?
Charlie Chaplin's sick.
Did you ever do this? I went and I got my pretzel place a couple weeks ago, and I went to the movie theater, and I'm trying to sneak my soda in with, I call it soda because I'm from the Midwest, so I my Coca-Cola and my pretzel, and it's in the bag, and I get it to the front, and I'm asking for a ticket, and then all of a sudden the water from the soda went right splash on the floor. She looks at me, she goes, are you trying to sneak that? I'm like, no. Yeah. Can you do that now? Can you still?
I sneak into my flask. And just put it in my belt.
Oh, that was funny, Odie. All right, then take it away. Take it away. Okay. What are you gonna do?
I was hoping you had one more joke. I was stalling.
One more joke.
Okay. I'm good.
Well, we got Carrie K. Davis here. She's also a comedian. Oh, she started out new. She should come in here at the last 5 minutes. And she just went on stage the last two weeks ago. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She did great, by the way.
Dose.
Yeah. She's got an idea. So, all right, tell us your stand up.
Okay. So. I've learned a date hack, like no matter what restaurant you go to, always order fajitas because it's the only food that'll give you that VIP treatment. Like when you go in the restaurant, admit it, like every time you see fajitas come out while you waiting on your food, like you just look at it and just marvel when it like sizzle and it smell good, like like you make I forgot. We not.
Number 10.
I'm not famous at bleep. Yeah, bleep. I meant to say. I forgot.
Number 10.
I'm not famous at bleep. Wait, bleep. Yeah, bleep. I meant to say bleep. 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 I forgot I was on the radio. See?
Yeah, oh people gosh. Are driving. You're on 3
We're not
FM.
XM. This is not XM radio yet. We ain't made it yet. Okay. Okay. So, yeah.
So you like it sizzling?
Yeah, I like it sizzling.
Sizzling.
Like, no matter what you order on the menu, it's not making an entrance like fajitas. That's my joke.
Yeah. So real quick, Carrie Kay started comedy.
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah,
yes.
What's going on? So the show's coming up, Living a Healthy Lifestyle. We're going to be talking about these light frequency patches.
No, we're talking about your comedy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but you went on stage.
Oh, yeah, I did go on stage.
So we were talking about how'd you like Russo's?
A couple of times, I loved it. I loved it. It was actually my first time on stage doing comedy.
Right.
And it's something that I've never done before. And it's just, yeah, it was kind of scary in a way, but I think Dawn, I was just like, okay, if she could do it, I could do it. And so I just
started
telling stories.
Why didn't graduate from comedy school? That's why
I just got engaged.
So. There were criteria of not graduating from
I think that would be the thing to not graduate from.
No, I went to Pauly Shore's sister. I didn't graduate. And then, because my name is Reese Mann, and when I got divorced, I cut the man part out. And everybody's known me as Reese for 30 years. I actually cut the man out. The name, the man.
Eliminate the man.
I did. We have 3 seconds, no, 3 minutes left. Let's get Chris to like close the show with some music. I hope you enjoyed it. Everybody next week have some material.
Also, can we promote Lauren Lance and Lauren Default run Big Girl Panties, which is a woman-run comedian show.
Yes.
It's fantastic over at Spitfire.
Yes.
So yes, check them out. Big Girl Pants. They're awesome.
And me and Jokums. When's our show?
The first weekend of June.
First weekend of June at Spitfire. Yeah.
That sounds like a blessing. Where's it going to be at?
Praise Allah.
Spitfire. And every third Friday is the Spitfire Big Girl Pants. So.
And yeah, we'll see more comics awesome here next week. The ones that do go on stage. And remember, go to Russo's. Order some. They have pizza delivery. They can bring it to your home. They have pastas. They have, mine are the favorite, Parmesan wings. They are fabulous. And the lemon pepper. I want to thank everybody for being here. And James, we'll see you on Thursday night. And we'll have you back again, whoever goes up. Then we'll have some more comedy for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. So we're trying something new, and we'll have to come up with a name for this part of the show. Is that right, James?
All right, yeah. The peach.
The peach. I like that.
James and the giant peach.
Thank you so much.
We need a group picture before y'all go, and then they're leaving.
No, it's all fine. Yeah, I just wanted to say that if y'all want to see more of the Professor J show, come out to Ocho Lounge in Pinellas Park tonight and see the one and only Mothman. They're performing with Zan Peters, Nick Capone, and Professor J himself. So
okay, and we have till 3 o'clock. So take it away, and I'll watch the clock.
When you're done,
we'll see you at Russo's Near Pizza. Thank you so much, Norman. We love you, and we thank you for all that you do for us.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implication of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Well, day after day it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, day.